Hello, everyone. This is Erin Edgar, and I'm glad to be back podcasting for Blind Cool Tech. I know it's been a while. For those of you eagerly awaiting the second installment of my WordPress tutorial, I'm sorry to say that this is not it. However, I do plan to put the second installment out within a few weeks. I have had to redesign my blog and break it apart, put it in several different blogs, and when I finish doing that, I will put out the second part of the tutorial. This particular podcast is about something quite different. I've been very interested in listening to podcasts of people describing their personal living spaces, and I'm very pleased and excited to report that I just moved into a living space that's now quite interesting, unlike my previous apartment, and so I'd like to kind of describe that to you a little bit. To join the club here, so to speak. My husband and I purchased our first house. We had to put off our move a couple days because of the rain we received from Hurricane Hanna here in the U.S. We got about 5 inches of rain the night before we were supposed to move, and luckily we were smart enough to think ahead and move up a couple days so that we missed having to go through that. Moving in the rain. And we've gotten most everything unpacked downstairs. Upstairs, which is where our office is, things are in a big disarray, but we're able to present the downstairs in a good light if someone were to come in, like neighbors. Unfortunately, we haven't been visited by any neighbors yet, but we're working on that. I won't start from the outside of the house because this is a new neighborhood being developed, and they're working on the house next door to us, and so there are a lot of things going on outside that would interfere with my recording. So I will describe the front and start actually inside of the front door. So if you were coming to the house from the street, there is a very small strip of front lawn with a mailbox kind of on the strip there. And then you go up a few steps and you come to a wooden front porch, which there is room for a few chairs and a little table probably, but we don't have anything on it at this point. And then of course comes the front door. And you enter into the house, and as we enter in, we have a door to the left of the front door, directly to the left, as you enter in and have your back to the door, it's to the left. And if we open this door, we enter into a very small little bathroom that is, they call it a powder room around here for some reason. It's got a sink and a toilet in it with no bathtub. And that is what's around to the left. Now, incidentally, you may be noticing that it sounds a little echoey, getting a little echo from my voice here. This is because the entranceway and the living room, in particular, have a very high ceiling. Above them is a loft-like area upstairs, but in between that and the upstairs, it's a very high ceiling. And the floors are all hardwood, so of course there's no carpet to muffle the sound at all. We don't have any rugs yet. We've just moved in, so we're not quite that organized yet. No rugs and nice temporary paper blinds, that's us. So if we opened the other door, it is a hall closet, the door that's to the right of the front door. And I hope you bear with me while I open and close the doors. I actually have a motive. I want to make sure they all work properly. We have this thing where the builders will come back after a month and fix things that aren't working, and we do have one or two doors that aren't. So anyway, if we are now back at the front door, if we were to go straight ahead, we would hit the stairway to go upstairs, kind of on an angle. But we're not going to do that. This is a very kind of open floor plan. So if we were to continue straight ahead for several steps, it kind of flows into the kitchen after a while, into the bar area that goes into the kitchen. But to avoid some confusion, I'm going to proceed kind of to the right. And as I go to the right from the front door, it flows kind of directly into the living room. There's no real segregation between like an entranceway and any other actual rooms with a hallway. It just kind of flows together. And the living room itself is, it's nice. There's room for chairs and a couch and tables and a television. My husband has to have his 50-some-odd-inch flat-screen TV. So that is the living room. If you were to go all the way around the perimeter of the living room and come back to the beginning of it, there is a bar area that separates the living room from the kitchen. So it's sort of high, it's kind of chest level. It's sort of chest level, and you go around the bar for a ways, and you will come to the kitchen. And the kitchen is rather small, but it's pretty good size still. We have lots of counter space. There's also a counter that's like an island. In other words, it's not connected to any other counter, but it's got a lot of space. It's got cupboards in it, and of course there's the regular counter that's connected to the stove and refrigerator, and it wraps around. And there is a little pantry that's quite nice. The island is great because I had nowhere to store a lot of my small appliances, and it's got cupboard space underneath that I've put crock pots and teapots and a food processor that I got when I got married. We didn't think we'd get both of the food processors we registered for, but we did. And this particular one is, to quote my husband Rodney, a beast. And I've never used it because I'm quite frankly scared of it. But it's under there as well, with the intent of course, me trying to use it at some point. So if we've gone around the main counter and we are at the pantry, which is pretty good size, we next, pardon me, I had to shut that door again, we enter into an eating area. It's big enough for a table. We have a table that has a leaf, and we've put the leaf in it. And it also has, it has a baker's rack, which is essentially like a hutch without doors. And I have dishes and things put on there that I don't use every day. The dishes I used to use before I got married, I've kept them because they're actually quite nice. And although we don't use them, I hope someday to start using them again. And if we walk through the eating area, we come to the back door. And back door of the house, it has a window in it. And if you were to go outside, I won't do that, but if you were to go outside, you'd come to a little screened-in porch. And if you were to go outside of that, you would come into a small backyard and a detached garage, which at the moment doesn't have much in it. We don't know what we're going to do with it yet. So if you were to turn from the back door so the wall is to your right and take a few steps, you're still in the eating area, but off to the right is the master bedroom. So we go in here, and the echo dies down somewhat. It's quite nice size. We were very pleased that our bedroom suit fit in here because it's rather massive. And we didn't know if it would or not, but it does. And we go around, as you enter the room, go around to the left, and you hit the master bathroom, which is connected. And you go in here, and there is a small closet that we keep towels in. And for some reason, the place where the toilet is has a separate door to it and its very own fan. I'm not quite sure why that is, but that's okay. Don't have to understand why everything is the way it is. I'm going to shut the shower door because it was open. And then the closet is actually connected to the bathroom. So you have to go through the bathroom to get to the closet from the bedroom. And this is where, of course, we have a lot of our clothes. Some of them we actually took upstairs to put in a closet up there because we don't need them yet. It's not cold enough to wear them. This closet has an interesting feature, which I will demonstrate. If I can move a pile of blankets out in front of it, it is a little Alice down the rabbit hole door that is a little, it's about chest high on me. But if you open the door, it enters into a storage area underneath the staircase. This closet is kind of underneath a stairway that goes upstairs. And so the storage area is underneath that. And actually, if you go in, my husband is a rather tall. He's about 6 feet, and he a little over 6 feet, and he can actually stand up in the middle of this. The roof slopes upward, and you can stand up. It's actually quite spacious. My father-in-law was joking with me and said that if I wanted to, I could put my husband in here if he got too annoying. I could just bundle him up and throw him in this hole here. But it's actually proving quite a handy thing to have. So we go out, back through the bathroom, back through the bedroom, and come back again to the eating area. And we're going to sort of traverse, go back through the eating area, the walls on our right, as we go along and move along. And again, this floor plan is rather open, so we're kind of passing the kitchen on our left, and the wall is to our right, and we hit the laundry room where the washer and dryer are. Very nice thing to have. This is across from the kitchen. And as we continue with the wall on our right, if we continued to go straight, we would hit the front door, more or less. Well, actually, we hit the hall closet that's to the left, to the right of the front door. So we backtrack just a little bit, turn to the right just a little bit, and we hit the stairwell to go upstairs. And you go up about 6 steps, and there's a little landing, and these first 6 steps are hardwood, and then I wanted the rest of them to be carpeted. So we go up a few more. This took a little getting used to. About 5, and then there's a little turn, and you go up another step. Then you turn just a little bit more and go up the rest of them. And it's easier to go to our left this time. So if we go to our left, we turn a couple little slants there, and then we've got a bathroom, which does connect to a bedroom, but I'm actually not going to go through it that way. First bedroom on our left that we come to is our office, which is in great disarray right now, but we'll work it out. And we proceed, and the second door is a spare bedroom that will also probably have our treadmill in it, although that is still located in the loft, which is to the right of these bedrooms in the bathroom. There's an open area up here, which I said was over the living room, and currently it is full of boxes. We're not sure what we're going to do with it yet. My husband has the responsibility of figuring out what's in the boxes and telling me which ones are mine so that I can unpack my things. And I think I've almost done that. Most of it's his. So we're going to end this at the office because, of course, we don't need to end it at the front door. It's just down the stairs. And I'm going to wrap this up. And I've enjoyed this. I look forward to talking with you again soon. If you would like to contact me for any reason, feel free to do so. My email address is sprite, S-P-R-I-T-E, 156, @gmail.com. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.